Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Foxtrot Zulu, listening. W8FU.
You know, I feel the exact same way. K8RUH.
Well, yesterday was pretty nice. Anybody grilling on Memorial Day would have been pleased.
Yep, yesterday was very nice. Which is part of the reason I feel like, I spent the whole day outside and hung out late and could use a few more hours of sleep.
Had a few pops, did you?
I did. Not too many. I would argue the right amount. And I'm not hurting from that by any means. Just could use a couple more hours of sleep, a little bit more relaxing. But I think after a good day like yesterday, most of the time you feel like you could use another day of relaxing.
Yeah, now is a nice stage. So anyhow, just passed the Crave. Looks like they're going to be going live. They were supposed to be this month. But I don't think they're going to make that. I don't see anything on their sign. Grand opening, blah, blah, blah. So I expect they'll throw something on their sign. But it looks done. Got all the landscaping in, and looks like all the facade work that they were doing is done. So they got to be pretty close.
I checked the website yesterday, and there's no new postings. Good morning, W8RCY.
Good morning, Donald. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of time left to get it in this month, so they're either getting it done next month or they are magicians.
Morning, Donald. Well, who knows? Maybe it's going to open today, so it'll be a big sign. But you would think on their sign, they'd say grand opening. So, you would think. Anyhow. Okay. Just wait on that. Can't wait to try them. I hope they're good. Because I'm not real impressed with any of the stuff right around us. Although we'll have sheets. So you can always go get a hot dog.
Good morning, Sean and Janet both. I've been to the Crave up in Lapeer a couple of times, and it's really nice. And it's Mediterranean style. Hours are 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week. No 24 hours or anything like that. But you can go to, like I said, the Lapeer website and see it. But I guess it's going to be like a sister because it's the same organization that runs Lapeer. So that's about the only information I have right now. And like I said, I checked it yesterday, and there's no announcement of the date. They could surprise us and open today, or they could probably maybe open up, be nice, Monday, June 1st. That would be interesting for sure. And Anthony, are you working Friday? If not, you got a short week.
Oh, I work on Fridays. I just work remote. So I don't usually get on the radio. I'm usually getting up, getting my daughter out the door to school. So, but yes, I will be working, but I will be working remote. So, yes, it is going to be a fantastic week. Only 3 days in the office.
I believe it was Sean's turn.
There's a guy in front of me on the road that was driving. I wouldn't say it was unusual or bad or anything, but I was trying to figure out what the hell he was doing. Now I see. Anyhow, What was I going to say? Oh, that I talked to somebody about that Crave. They said that the place in, they're going to have a different kind of, they're going to have a little bit different menu than the place in Imlay or whatever, Lapeer. So, who knows, but we'll see when, we'll find out when we find out. And what else is going on here? Got quite a bit done with the rainy days. Got quite a bit done with the hub. Got almost everything done. Now I get, now I'm down to just some scheduling things and things like that. But anywho, where are we at? It's you, me, Anthony, and back to you. And yeah, I didn't say anything different about the menu versus the Mediterranean that's up in Lapeer. But like you say, it's going to be interesting. It could be a nice new place to go. And I don't know. I mean, I'm going to watch for it. And if I see it, I jump in there and get a chance to check it out. I'll let you guys know for sure. Anthony?
Have you guys been past this Sheets at 12 and DeQuinder in the last couple days? I think Thursday, when I drove by, there were no windows in there. Now there's windows, there's Sheets stickers on the doors. They are, they got something figured out building those things, that's for sure.
Yeah, I wonder if it's, you know, because, you know, they come into an area and they just go crazy, one after another. I wonder if they have, like, their own crews that they bring up. And, you know, and then, you know, if they're building, you know, six at once, you know, the guys that do the stickering on the windows can, you know, they always got something going on at one of the locations if they're all building at the same time. So I wonder if that's why they're so aggressive, because they all of a sudden they went from, like, one or two stores to now they're just, they're popping up everywhere. I have a feeling that not too terribly long from now we're going to hardly know a landscape that doesn't have a Sheets on every corner.
Yeah, I tend to agree with the builders, contractors, or whatever they have. The contractors that they hired to do this are probably making buco bucks themselves as the sole contractor, and they have units out in the field everywhere, not just here in the Metro Detroit area. They probably have them all over this area of the Midwest, and that's why these things are popping up like they are. I mean, these things are going up just about as fast as that one, I don't mean to cross the line here, but religious organization where they can build a whole church in one day. If it wasn't for the plumbing and the gas and everything else, they could probably put up a Sheets in about half the time for a couple days more than what one of those churches go up for sure. Anthony?
Yeah, it is interesting. It does happen fast. So I will be interested to see where else they go, because they're doing that big one on, well, allegedly it's going to be a big one on Gratiot and 12 Mile there. So it'll be interesting. But I'm hopping out to pump some gas. I'll be back in a moment.
Okay. Oh, man. I tell you what, one place to get gas if you shop at Meijer's is the Meijer's at 12 and Mound, because they're in a price war with Sheets. And then if you get any points, you get the Sheets price plus points.
That doesn't sound too bad. Where Joe's at 23 and 94, there's just the Sheets way across the street from her intersection, and then Sheets right there. And she's comfortable with it. It's all new to her, but you know she's been out there for since 2014 and 15, something like that. And 15, she moved out there from Sterling Heights, and there's a story to that too. But anyway, she's getting comfortable with it. But the nice thing about it is she can get in and out of Sheets without having to turn on to or come back in from 23-mile and Donner, where the traffic light is. They just put that nice little side exit out, and it's easy ingress, easy egress for her. So that's a lot easier than her trying to get across the speedway on the opposite side of the northeast corner of 23 and 994 on the traffic lights. I'll assume Anthony's still pumping ethyl. So, yep. Yeah, I can see how that would be better. And they seem to keep their price competitive. So, I don't know how it is after they've, you know, obviously they run it low when they first open for a while. So, you know, you take advantage of that. But after they've been open for a while, they settle into whatever their normal model is going to be. And I think they're pretty much one of the lower ones. That's another economy of scale thing. That's why they like to, I think, you know, just blast an area. They can bring a lot better gas prices if they're, you know, if there's 12 stations that they've got to keep filled with gas, they can bring the discounts up here a little easier than having to send just one tanker for one station. So I imagine that they wanna do it. They want a footprint. You know, they're committed. I was down in
morning,
Nikki,
gentlemen.
Saturday and
what
Sunday. Got back Monday morning.
In the morning.
I drove a Suburban and got a 22-gallon tank in it. And gas prices inside the city. Well, it wasn't the city of Indianapolis. We were in Speedway, 10 miles northwest of the downtown area of Indianapolis. And we were paying $5.19 a gallon to fill up on just regular come back. That was the first price I've seen over $5. Here in Michigan, I've only seen $4.99, you know, on the media circle and from what you guys tell me. So $5.19 coming back. It went on John's credit card, of course, because he owns the vehicle. But, yeah, so that's the first time I've seen prices since this whole mess started. It actually peaked $5.
There was a braking station in there that doubled with Donald, so if you're still there, go ahead.
Well, even my timing's off this morning. Oh, this is Carrie, N8ZC, over here in Shiawassee County. I was just wondering how it is that first cup of coffee in the morning seems to evaporate faster than you wake up, unless it's just one of those mornings. Could be. Anyway, you don't need to throw me in rotation. I just wanted to say good morning to you guys. Been sitting here listening. And, yeah, gas. Oh. Anyway, yeah, at least here, I don't know, Saturday, I went into town. It was 4:49, much to my surprise, but here you are. NHZC.
Yep, it is not cheap. I just filled up, luckily I filled up for $4.16 a gallon, so that's probably one of the cheapest I've seen around in a while. But it's, I just watched somebody put $130 in their pickup truck, and that had to hurt. Over to you, Sean.
Yeah, my buddy just leased a new pickup truck. He said he was filling it up, he says, and it just wouldn't end. He said it just kept going and going. He looked it up. It had something ridiculous for a gas tank. I forget what he said it was. So, you know, he could have been 60, 65, 35. I don't know, but it was something five. Was it 35 or maybe more? I don't know, but yeah, but just a huge gas tank. But, I've been playing that Myers sheet thing for the last several tanks, Phillips, I've had, and I went there on Saturday after breakfast with the boys. Phil and I went there, and it was 318.9, and then I got Meyer points, so I got it for 368.9. So that wasn't bad.
Connected to CMN Network.
thank you, young lady, for that PSA announcement. Yeah, that's impressive for the prices for sure. That's like $2 cheaper than what it was down in Indiana. But, and I should ask. I should ask John what the mileage he is getting on that Suburban for sure. But I don't know. I just do the driving. So, but anyway, that's about all I have for now. Carrie, if you're still in there, go ahead. If not, over to Anthony.
All right. Yeah, Donald, he said don't put him in the rotation.
Someday I'm going to figure out why this silly little bulb crap does not
but
work.
Yeah,
the
we'll
time
see. The gas prices can't hold out forever. They got to go
back
down.
On,
they got to settle. We'll see.
Carry on. I'm
going
to go make another cup of coffee.
It is what it is. You got to get to work, you got to get to the grocery store,
why don't I just have a coffee?
Over to you, Sean.
Then I can just, pretty much do it intravenously. anyway, what fun is that? But anyway, I just wanted to say good morning to you guys, and hopefully everybody had a good weekend. Sounds like you guys had a safe one anyways. Managed to dodge the raindrops here, but yesterday was an absolutely beautiful day. So today will be lawn mowing day. Kind of put it off yesterday because the grass was still really wet for most of the day. So anyway, at least that's on my agenda. So let's see. I'm going to draw a blank off the top of my head. Like I said, I need that second cup of coffee. So whoever, you guys can carry on. Don't need to throw me in rotation. I'll interrupt if I get back here and wake up a little bit more. Otherwise, you guys take care, be safe, and eat Zetsy.
All right, Carrie, it was good talking to you this morning. Guys, I'm pulling up at the office. I will catch up with you later. KEARUH.
All right, we'll catch you later on. I'm kind of scheduled here myself. Still cruising a 16-mile road, not quite to Rose Spec yet. They're building a big sheet at Rose Spec and 59 now, so that one's going up simultaneously with the one by my house. Plus, they started getting serious about the one over there in Roseville. What's on the agenda for today? I don't know. I did buy a radio over the weekend, an antique, that I don't expect to work. Might want to throw that on the bench and see what kind of a mess I've gotten myself into. We'll see how the day goes. Donald? You said, what was the other location you said you saw one popping up at? Right by your office there. Isn't there a speedway right there? Seems like more and more of these sheets are popping up in competition with speedways from what I'm seeing, especially the one at 9 Mile and I-94 off of the northwest corner. There's a gigantic speedway there. You can see the flag from about a mile either way on 94. But back behind there, that street, Beaconsfield, which is the side street and the border between the two cities of St. Clair Shores, Roseville, or East Point, there was an Office Depot there, and they leveled that for the sheets, so they're like a side street across from each other, not a main street. So that's an interesting layout there, but the sheets seem to be in competition with Speedway. In most places, obviously, 12 and Dequindre isn't, but in my travels on M59 Hall Road, I have seen the big one out there not too far from your office, Sean. Anthony, have a great day. Carrie, you as well. And W8RCY, we're just listening for the moment. I definitely need coffee, and I haven't even started thinking about that yet. All right, just leaving a gap in there in case anybody wants to jump on in. Dakota's probably just grumbling because he had such a good day yesterday. He doesn't want to go to work, so he's just grumbling on his way into work.
I've got my choice coming up here. Probably going to be Starbucks again this morning. Although they gave me the wrong drink last time I was in there. I should complain. It was weird. It was some sort of oat milk thing. It was gritty. It wasn't bad, but I didn't order it. I ordered Starbucks DoorDash Friday morning. 3/10 of a mile is all it is between my front door and Starbucks. And the DoorDash driver dumped my order. And I got a full refund. That was the problem. But it's like, oh, geez. You know, simple order, 3/10 of a mile. You know, he dumped the whole thing, so it was a total loss. Took pictures, sent it to DoorDash. They credited my credit card instantly. They said it takes 3 to 5 business days. I'd say within the hour it was credited. So, but yeah, that was a bummer on Friday. I mean, the bag was hardly soaked, but 2 full-size venti cups, which are 16 ounces apiece, that bag should have been just completely destroyed. So I don't know if the driver dumped it or how they dumped it, but that and my breakfast bagel was soaked as well in coffee. So total loss, total refund. That's the good thing. And yeah, but I'm making plain old boring black coffee this morning to wake up.
It's interesting. I just turned in here, this little complex near Cass and Grosbeck where they got the Starbucks and the Myers and the Tim Hortons and all that. It's a big semi. Looks like he slept there. He pulled off onto a gravel area, and then right in front of him is a, what the heck's going on here? Right in front of him is a little crotch rocket motorcycle. Got a, it's got somebody pulled over. Said one of Clinton's finest has got somebody pulled over, but they really traveled deep into the parking lot here. Anyhow, my mind's wandering. And I'm up next to the window here, so going to concentrate on getting my order in. W8FU.
Copy that. My mind's starting to wander. Anyhow, are there any people out there grumbling this morning on their way into work? We're calling all grumblers this Tuesday morning. One in particular, W8RCY.
Okay. Morning brew in hand. Final approach.
Well, hopefully your day will be not too eventful, and you have a short work week to look forward to, so that's all good. Me, Thursday night through Sunday, I'll be putzing around downtown with the Detroit Grand Prix. All for fun, continuing to see people I didn't see this past weekend at Indy. Some of them will be here in Detroit, so big family, racing family reunion for me, especially on the IndyCar side. And that's what my agenda looks like. We're all going to meet up for dinner Thursday night and then track activities Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's what's on my agenda for the remainder of the week. And laundry. I got to try to squeeze in laundry between now and Thursday. Ho-hum.
Well, that sounds like fun. I mean, not the laundry part, but the rest sounds like good time. So, good for you. I didn't know that the Detroit Grand Prix was this weekend. See how I am?
Yeah, it's been scheduled the following weekend of the big Indy 500, which always runs on Memorial Weekend, and basically, for the race teams, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump to get here from those two locations. My IMSA series runs a sprint race here this weekend. It's only an hour. It's a 100-minute race, and those races I don't participate in unless they're shorthanded. And I'll have my gear with me, but, you know, I'm down there to have fun. And if they're shorthanded, and the race director politely asks me, can you help?
you know, maybe I will, but it's only happened a couple times. But, yeah, I've been doing this since 1992 with a couple of gaps in there for health reasons. But this will be my final year, and I've got, Watkins Glen in 2 weeks, Wisconsin at Elkhart Lake in August, and then at the end of September, the first weekend of October is the final race of the season. That's a 10-hour race. So I have 2 6-hours, a 10-hour endurance race to go. And I'm done, even though I've already got the schedule for next year. They added that to me back in January, and I said to the boss, what am I supposed to do with this? He said, you'll be back next year. I said, no, I'm done. The only reason why I came back this year is because of Road America. Road America is a 4-mile track, and it's on a very hilly, multiple elevation changes, and you need to have as many eyes and ears and radios to cover the territory. And like I said, it's an endurance race, so of 6 hours, and that's the reason why I'm going back. This year, I came back this year, but no, I'm done. My body can't do it like it used to. So anyhow, enough about my boring racing stuff. You're probably about getting ready to land the plane, so I'll let you get your day started and get inside and see what's shaking for sure. You have a great day. This is W8RCY. Almost forgot my call sign. Got to retrain me after having a few days off the air. We're clear. Have a good one, Sean.
Okay, that works out. I got the parking lot right up ahead of here. So I'll be turning in and finding my spot well ahead of schedule today. Just I watch cat videos for 20 minutes. Anyhow, have a fun one. We'll catch you in a bit. W8FU. Ah, the steaming second cup of coffee. You guys have a great day. Be safe. I'm going to watch dog videos. Let's see. Take care, guys.
Terry, I haven't even gotten to my first cup yet this morning, so I'm going to definitely be dragging. Sean's got me interested in looking at cat videos, though. I'm not the biggest of cat fans, but I want to find out what I'm missing out on one day. And my girlfriend's got a golden retriever, and I know she puts videos on for him to watch while she's working, because she works from home. And I don't know, he usually falls asleep watching them. He doesn't get too excited. All right, I got to go get some coffee. W8RCY. Terry, have a good morning.
So, I probably haven't actually watched the cat video in years. So, it's a metaphor. Although lately I've been seeing a lot of, what do they call it, chupacabras or something. Those have been popping up in my feed. Along with, I saw, what did I see yesterday? It was, can't remember what the critter, oh, a fox. Guy had a fox that had bonded with him because he had to nurture it back to health. And then there was also a badger in that particular video. So I don't watch cat videos that often, but that remains my my metaphor for the whole losing yourself on the internet. So, all right, I'm going to get inside, get some cat videos going, and catch you guys in a bit. W8FU.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KP8 ESI Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Somebody going to Poda.
Negative, going to the teeth cleaning place.
Cleaning his teeth.
Oh, that transmission was broken. Didn't quite get what you said.
How's this? As long as it's just for cleaning your teeth.
Yeah, well, I also had a crown come off, so hopefully I can talk him into popping that back on. It's not a big deal, but if I got to make an appointment with my other dentist, I will.
So I've never had a crown pop off. Do you just avoid eating over there?
No, not consciously, maybe subconsciously. There's, you know, it's actually on an implant, so there's a stud there, kind of, sort of. I was putting it back in, and it helped probably pretty good for the first couple of days, and then it got loosened up, so I had to not keep putting it back in, because I didn't want to swallow it. So, and it's no big deal for them to put it back on, usually. It doesn't happen very often, but I've had it happen before.
Yeah, so I don't understand. So you got an implant, and there's a crown on an implant. Isn't the implant itself a fake tooth?
No, they drill a hole in your jawbone, and they stick this metal thing in there, and then they put what they call an abutment on that, and then they screw on this, like, stud thing, and then the crown goes on the stud thing. And the crown is just like any other crown. That's the only part that's actually tooth-like.
Okay, I understand. So there's no nerve, you don't have any nerve pain then?
Correct, yeah, you could poke around it with needles and wouldn't know it.
That's not so bad then, except for the drilling into your jawbone when you got it, but okay. I'm just thinking, I've got a live tooth, you know, if my crown fell off of that, I'd probably be in pain.
Yeah, possibly. I'm not sure. I guess it would all depend, but yeah, there's no pain here, so. I'm just hoping, you can do it real quick. Excuse me. Otherwise, I got to make an appointment, and that'll be days out and another trip and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see. Hopefully, one and done and get this off my plate.
Yep. Does your dentist have one of those printers? When I got my crown, I basically, he cleaned everything up, prepped it. And then I had to wait 45 minutes for them to print the crown, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yes, my dentist originally did not have that, and they would send away for it, and then or send it out to get it done. Then he got one, and I think I got one crown using that method. And then years later, he no longer uses it. So I don't know if it was a maintenance thing or monthly cost thing for him. I have no idea. I think he did mention once that the quality of the crown is not as good as one that you have done at a facility that makes crowns. So it's very cool because you don't got to wait. So that's the cool part about it. But I think the quality is not as good.
Yeah, it seems that way. I mean, I felt the one that, you know, the one that's in my mouth doesn't feel like previous crown I had. So I agree with that. So unfortunately, the other tooth that I had a crown on, I lost the tooth. But this one he saved.
All right, very good. I'm at the light at 23 and card. So you
I'd go out to my deck right now, but the windows are the shades closed, so it would take me a while to open the shades and then go out there.
What's this building next to the Fujimis? Is it that going to be the new Fujimis?
Yeah, they've been building it ever since I moved in here, so I don't know when that's going to open. It took 2 years to get to the point where it is now. Really, they're taking another 2 years before they open it.
Wow, it does seem like a slow build for a commercial building. Ooh, I got a cop next to me.
I just saw the sheriff in the truck. And, yeah, they patrol over here. You get a lot of speaking in this stretch. Maybe not this time of morning, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's lots of speeding that goes on this little patch. So, cool that they monitor it.
Yeah, and the funny thing is a lot of the, like, the hot rod sounding cars, they're not even cars, they're trucks. They're like big engine trucks.
Oh, yeah. Well, where you're at, you hear it all, so that's part of living where you do. But after all, after a while, it kind of just, your brain filters it out, doesn't it?
KF Ada. Yeah, it's only loud when you're outside. And, yeah, your brain filters it out. And you just kind of... I don't know how to describe it. It's just like if the noise is not there, you feel something's wrong.
Well, yep, I guess that makes sense. Did all my trimming yesterday with the weed whacker. Waited way too long. There was a mess. Today, hopefully today, I'll get my edging done for the first time. That's always a fun one the first time. So it should be dry enough today and get that taken care of. So it looks like good weather all week. I'll probably be doing a POTA at some point. Don't know exactly when. But I'll let you know. KKBSI.
Sounds good. I got all my equipment stubbed in the car. Like, I don't leave it in there, but the only thing I leave in there is the amp now. And I have to go in there and... I've also got a... Yeah, I got a method to do the posting. I'll have to pick your brain about the World Radio League. I don't know if you do you use that for your posting of or your POTA stuff, or you still just capturing logs in your Mac logger.
I've dabbled with it, but so far the Mac logger method is still the one I use. It's pretty easy to manipulate from there to anywhere. The World Radio League, they've got the cat control kind of working. I don't think it's ready for prime time yet. It might be now. They do fix things rather quickly. KGHD's tried several times with some success. I don't know if he's ever had a perfect one yet. It'll actually find some fun. It does all kind of neat things for POTA. So I'll probably be revisiting that at some point.
Yeah, so far, the last two activations, I posted at G-Side. All I did was took the WSJTX ADI file, which it generates, and I kind of just let AI massage it into the right format that's accepted by POTA, and it worked. It doesn't do the... You know what would be really cool is if I could figure out how to just have it upload automatically to... the POTA website, but it's not a big deal. I just have it create two separate files, and I go in and upload it manually.
Yep, that works. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, the Mac logger, I create a new file for each activation, so all I really do, I don't have to, but I do add comments, saying POTA activation, part number. I put that in the comment field of each contact, which I don't have to do. The rest of it's all there. And I just export to ADI, take the ADI import to POTA, and then I can also export it to directly to QRZ. And from QRZ, I go to LOTW, and then Dog and what is the other one? Something through the SDR control book program, which has a nice little syncing tool. But I just do that once in a while.
Yeah, I gotta get back into doing that. I just have been lazy. The last couple of times I've just been lazy as far as, like, I don't have any logger hooked up to it. But I did pay for Mac Logger DX, so I should probably use it. Now that I got it all working on the Mac. The only thing that, you know, the only annoying thing I have right now is if I use FL Rig, it doesn't work, like the push to talk gets stuck. But if I just use the one that's built in directly to WSATX, I don't have any of those problems. So I don't know if there's some kind of a bug because of the FTX one on their program. But I don't think the radio itself has a bug. I think there's something wrong with the FL Rig and all that stuff. So, but anyways, I got a solution that works, so that's all that matters.
Right, okay. Yeah, I think, let's see, for POTA, I think I'm going direct USB to WSJT, yeah. I could go to, I'm going to, I'm doing, MacLogger is doing my cat control, and then that's got Commander DX or something that WSJT hooks to.
Very interesting. Yeah, I'll try that. Even in the Telemac, you bring your M1 or your M series Mac out with you. But I've noticed they're starting to nag us about the deprecating of Intel translation.
Yeah, the middle part of that transition was unreadable, but I got most of it. Yeah, I'm getting mad too, so we'll see. I imagine I'll get another year out of it maybe, and then I'll have to get an M1. I bought it because I like the Intel side for boot camps and whatnot, but honestly, I really haven't used it. So, there you go.
Yeah, it's amazing to think that we are like 5 or 6 years into the Apple Silicon, but... Alright, sounds like maybe my battery is getting low or something, so I'm outside with my HD. I'm not in on any big radio right now, so I'll let you go. Good luck at the dentist. I'll listen out, though. 73 for now, KFA Dennis.
Alright, I'm on time to approach to the doctor's dentist's office, and I'm probably getting where I can switch to Mount Clemens anyway, but good enough. Talk to you soon. 88 PSI.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KAPR.
KE8WOJ.
connected to CMN Network.
WJL on the mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WDHKL on the mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KFHFGS monitoring from the mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
KUVDA.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
Connected to CMN Network.
You go in super early and you come out super late. Crazy day or just stuff that needed to get done. Good afternoon, W8RCY.
Good afternoon. No, going in early was just, I just got up and figured, whoa, hit the brakes, there you go. Anyhow, I just got up, so I figured, what the hell, get moving. No reason in particular. Not really, like, it's just, it wasn't on the radio. I was just kind of doing other things and putzing with other stuff. I talked over on P25 for a few minutes with Phil, and this is the first I thought to. I'm a little behind schedule, but that's mostly because I had a meeting that went a little later than I expected, but all in all, no big thing. So I'm over here at 13 and her mound in Chicago, making me decided to take mound south today.
Oh, okay. Well, you're pretty much on schedule and just about ready to land then. Okay. Just not hearing you on the radio much or anything, and, I know your first day back after a weekend, whether it's a two-day weekend or a three-day weekend, is crazy and hectic. And I just figured, well, he went in early and now he's getting out late. Something might have gotten, crazy or whatever. But I'm just glad to hear you. It's a nice, easy day. Fresh air makes you tired, though, I can tell you that. Because, I've been yawning all day today and I'm still not caught up on my sleep yet. But, I'm going to bed early tonight, probably about 7. I'll probably crash out for sure.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
So let's see, do I take 13 or I drop to 12? I think I'm going to drop down to 12.
Yeah.
Too late now, that's what I'm doing. That way I can just make the right turn into the sub and I'm home. But, Nah, today wasn't bad. I had to craft a few, outline a few documents, and mostly it was trying to round up other people, get them on board with some things that have to transpire. That could be frustrating. I spent a good portion of the morning, I think it was noon, I started at 7 a.m. I started trying to get a crew of three people together to discuss a matter. I need 5 minutes tops. All right, you know what? If you're not going to go, I'm going. Leave a person a mile and they just won't go. Anyhow, I needed three people. I needed just a couple of minutes. It took me till noon to get them to even acknowledge that I wanted to talk. After they kept guessing what it was all about. Stop guessing. Give me 5 minutes. Oh, that's just frustrating.
I ordered something on eBay back on May the 11th out of New Jersey. It arrived at a transportation point or a hub on 11/13. I was supposed to receive it on the 21st. It's still sitting at the warehouse or transport hub in Illinois since the 13th, and it's not here. It was supposed to be here on the 21st. So it's already, 16 days since this thing started, and it hasn't moved since the 13th. So I'm trying to cancel it and trying to get my refund. It's not even $12, I think it was $11.66 total for everything. And if I don't get my refund, I just eat it. It's not the first time I've eaten something that small of a morsel. But, you call these people, you call this company. The company's called GOFO, G-O-F-O. Never heard of them. I've seen a couple of their packages arrive through the Postal Service. I called them and they're like, huh? What's your tracking number? We're not showing that tracking number. And I said, ha, you're not showing the tracking number. And I'm reading it right off of the thing there. And I'm not dyslexic with numbers, so who knows. But it's just frustrating. You know, you're just trying to do the simplest things in life. And with companies like eBay and I don't know. If I get my money back, I get it. If I don't, I don't. But now I'm looking for the part that I need on Amazon.
It's the price we pay. We want everything cheap. And so everything is like that. I mean, it's not just that. That is frustrating. You're absolutely right. You know, but we want everything cheap and fast. And, you know, and so they have very little infrastructure for support. You know, the days of having good support, you know, and people on the phone that would listen to you and talk to you are just getting fewer and fewer. And that's because everybody's cutting everything to the razor thinnest of margins. And there's just no room for quality support people in the business model. So, that's what we get. You know, they first started when they deregulation in the airlines, you know. Flying on a commercial flight, you know, sure, prices are cheaper, I guess. I don't know. You can't count the current gas. What's a word that's worse than crisis? The current gas Armageddon aside, I guess flights are cheaper now because of competition, but what's the price paid? I hear people complain all the time about leg room and paying for carry-ons and just, you know, no services, you know, and yeah, it's just a horrible experience where it used to be quite an experience to fly. That's the price you pay, man. You know, we want it cheap.
I agree. I mean, this part that I ordered was ranging anywhere from $10 to $15. Just a matter of where it came out of, and of course, this came mainly out of China, but it was, you know, housed through New Jersey, and
price looked good and everything else. And like I said, this GOFO company, G-O-F-O, I said, I've never heard of this shipping company before. But anyhow, and along, like you're saying, with deregularization of stuff. Now, look what happened to Spirit. You know, it's cheap. It's supposed to be like one of the cheapest airlines that can fly, and they're not flying anymore. So I don't get it. And it's just sad what's happening. And now the Pope comes out and makes these comments about how AI is going to destroy the world, that for everybody should stop, take a step back, and take a good look at what you're doing, kind of a thing. So got the whole AI thing now to look forward to.
Well, I think AI is a lot like the Internet when we first unleashed it. But I see something really interesting. David Bowie did a interview with somebody back in the late 90s, and they had asked him about the Internet. It's amazing. The guy was a cultural visionary. And I've always admired his stuff and his take on things. But look that up sometime if you're cruising YouTube. Look at David Bowie's comments on the Internet from the 90s. But much like the Internet unleashed a dragon, AI is the next evolution of that, right? And, you know, for the same reasons that the Internet has fundamentally changed the, you know, the culture, AI is rapidly moving in that direction as well, in ways that we possibly can't even imagine at this point. You know, we can guess, but we don't know. All right, anyhow, good chat. I just pulling up here to the house. I'm going to grab the mail out of the box and then get parked. I will be able to listen out, though. After yours, W8FU.
I do remember the David Bowie interview with him talking about the Internet. I do remember seeing that at one point in time. I don't remember when, but I remember it. And I will look it up again for sure. And as old as I am, and you and I, and you're not too far behind me, things of like what George Carlin used to talk about, the comedian, and, you know, I'm referencing myself to stuff that I saw when he was around, days of George Carlin. So anyhow, all right, I'll let you land the plane, you know, pick up the mail, back the, landing an airplane backwards has got to be hard because you back it into the driveway, I know. So, all right, I will let you get inside, let you unwind, relax, put your feet up, have a beverage. We'll be listening out till about maybe, I might stay awake till late, I don't know, I might fall asleep earlier. But, yeah, we'll be on the air until my usual time, about 8, 9 o'clock. Have a good evening. All the best. W-A-R-C-Y.
You're connected to CMN Network.
K-8-R-U-H. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, Anthony. Good to hear you. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing good. I'm almost home. I just got a haircut. And ready to start the second half of my day. A little bit of relaxing. How about you?
Well, doggone it, that's what I meant to do today, was get over to the barbershop and get a mowing. But I, excuse me, I've been doing physical therapy in the morning, and by the time I get done, I'm kind of wiped out, so I came home and laid down, and I just now woke up. it's going to be a long night.
I would imagine it will. If you took a, what it sounds like, it may have been a 4 or 5 hour nap.
Yeah, easily. Maybe 5 or 6. And the cat kept bugging me, and I couldn't figure out why he was bugging me so much. Until today, I should have known. Sometimes the cat knows better than I do.
Well, now you can stay up all night and play with the cat who stays up all night.
Yeah, he would love that. If only he drops out about, I think 9 o'clock or so. he won't move. He just looks at me kind of funny like, hey, leave me alone. The other night I did the same thing. I fell asleep during the day and I was up all night. I stayed up all night playing with internal ballistics software. It was pretty cool. In fact, I was kind of bummed that I had to quit in the morning to go to PT.
Yeah, sometimes you can get dialed into one thing and spend hours doing that.
Yeah, you're right. I haven't done that in a long time. I get tuned into some kind of computer program, and next thing you know, many hours have gone by. It's been a while since that's happened.
Yeah, same here. I haven't done that in quite a while. I'm probably due for it, though. It's one of these nice summer evenings, hanging out with some friends, and I'll come home and get dialed into something and spend the next 6 or 7 hours trying to figure something out.
Yes, sir, all that time and all those attempts, or, you know, however the software goes kind of thing, usually end up learning quite a bit. Well, learning something anyway. It might be quite a bit of learn with this internal ballistic software, but I only learn a little bit of it. It'll take some time, I can see that.
Yeah, but you got to put the time in to learn anything, so... That's not a bad thing, but, hey, I'm pulling up at the house here. I heard you call out, and I just wanted to get back to you, so maybe later this evening or tomorrow we'll catch up. Good talking to you, 88, RU-80.
Okay, young man, appreciate you coming back there. You have a great night there, and be safe with it. You head out again. We'll catch you later. KEAWOJ.
KF8, FTS, monitoring.
KF8, FTS, KEAWOJ.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Hope you're having a good day.
Well, I woke up on this side of the grass, so supposedly that's supposed to be a good day.
Hey, roger that, as long as you can sit up and take nourishment, right?
Yep, that's it. It's quite kind of warm today. I was thinking about a great big bowl of ice cream.
Well, that's how we topped off our barbecue. We cooked out yesterday. Went and got Dad and brought him over, and we sat on the patio underneath the awning there and fired up the grill and did the all-American thing with hot dogs and baked beans and potato salad and what have you, and we topped it off with ice cream, and it was good.
Yeah, last week I got the bug for hot dogs there, and I had a big old package of hot dogs by myself, so... By the time the holiday came around, I can't remember what I ended up having, but it wasn't the normal holiday barbecue type of thing.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I don't know the last time I cooked anything beef other than hot dogs on the grill. Usually it's pork steaks. I've never had those. Now my wife has a marinade that she has. I put it in the freezer or in the fridge for a day, and then in the freezer. And I'll package up, I think maybe four packages or three apiece. And then I get them out and let them sit out for a day, and by that time the marinade is so fresh green. Oh, it's so good. You know, flipping them on over the fire. Always good.
Maybe you're making me hungry. I got a toaster oven there and a piece of parchment paper and one of them bacon pans in 10 minutes broiling and them hot dogs are ready to go. Even I can do that with that amount of work.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, we started using an air fryer about a year ago. And he makes everything in that air fryer. Everything from hard-boiled eggs to, you know, reheating pizza and things like that. That microwave doesn't reheat very well. And so I got kind of used to that air fryer. It takes a little longer than the microwave, but, you know, I can wait, you know, 5 or 6 minutes rather than 1 minute for a nice hot piece of reheated pizza that get it all toasted up nice. But it'll do hot dogs. It'll do hamburgers. It'll do all kinds of stuff. I suppose you could bake a cake in there.
Yeah, I've been looking into one of those. Got a couple of stores there, and there was just so many of them doggone things, it made my head spin. I thought, man, I got to spend some time and look into reviews and stuff about these things, see which one to get.
Yeah, I suppose like anything else, even like with our antennas, everybody, whatever antenna the guy has, that's the best one on the market. And so, you know, you ask for people's opinion, and of course they'll tell you what they got and how great it works, and somebody else will come up and say how great they got. So I'm just going to put the dipole up. I got a fan dipole. It's a 10 meter to 40 meter fan dipole that I'm going to put up. Start this evening and maybe wrap it up tomorrow and see what we can do with that that cookie. So looking forward to getting it up in the air. I got all the preliminaries done and got all the hardware. It's just a matter of climbing up in that tree. You know, I'm on a pulley up in a tree and move forward from there. So it'll be interesting to see how well that thing tunes up. I'm looking forward to it. KFA FTS, back to you.
KVAWOJ. Well, I'm jealous. I couldn't climb a tree if my life depended on it. I'm kind of curious. Yeah, Rick, on this end, can't for the life of me remember your name. I think we've talked before, and I hear you quite often there, but I just can't remember your name. I was supposed to quit coffee. I quit coffee a long time ago, so I'm still only half awake.
Yeah, the name here, Rick, the name is David. That's KF8 Finding Good Signal.
Okay, that's okay. Finding good signals. I remember that. so you did have a good weekend there, eh? I've been retired for a long time, and it seems like every day is a weekend or a holiday for me, so I kind of forget about them a lot.
KJO.
Hey there, KJO. Hey, hang on just a second. Yeah, I retired a couple, 3 years ago, and my wife still works. So we took the camper and went south down into Indiana and caught up with some friends. Listened to a couple of country band concerts and made our way back home. And like I said, picked up Dad last night, yesterday afternoon, and when we got back and brought him over and fired up the grill and all that. It was all good.
KFA FTS.
Back to you, Rick, and then over to Cujo.
Yeah, you're kind of making me hungry. Tom, good to hear you. Go ahead, young man.
Well, I don't know what you classify as young,
I'm three steps away from 60. But how's it going, fellas? Got done a little early today. Smiles the baseball.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. This is David. Like I said, we were out of town for the weekend. We dragged Tampa down to Indiana, down to Auburn, Indiana, home of the Auburn Cartoons and Bird Museum. It's a really nice little town. And caught a couple of, caught an outdoor concert, and then went to another one a couple miles away the next night. It was a good weekend. And like I said, we got back, and then I picked up Dad. So, yeah, it was a good weekend. Hope it was the same for you.
Yeah, go ahead there, Rick. Well, Tom, I'm curious where you at, because I heard everything right up to, I forgot now the last word. And then you kind of faded out. I thought, man, he must be out there a long ways. It's good you got out and, early for a change.
No, I'm on the Warren repeater because for some reason LTS isn't linking, so I'm on Warren, and I'm in Highland Park.
Pretty good signal coming from Highland Park to Warren. It's not too shabby. Not too shabby at all. Definitely let your light be attended to drop the microphone away from your face. But you're sounding good. And I'm almost destinated. So I'll say 73 to both of you. CMHFCF. Clear after you. Go ahead, Rick.
Okay, David, you have yourself a good one there, and be careful out there. We'll catch you later. Tom, I'm curious, the other night, but the last time I talked to you, you were headed back out in the evening there for a late night job you had to do. I was curious, did it take you all night, or did you get it done quick and get it back home to bed?
Which one, my emergency run a couple weeks ago, or are you talking about Saturday when I was out all day?
Oh, and then it must have been a couple, it must have been a couple weeks ago. Yeah, it was some kind of emergency. I think you were home and getting ready for bed or in bed or something, and they called up, you had to take off again.
Oh, yeah, that was a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I got that taken care of. That was just in Warren, 9 Mile in Pickwinder, so it wasn't too far away. Got in there, found the problem, corrected it, got them all set up, and then I left. But, yeah, Saturday I worked 14 hours, and last Friday I worked 12, 13, something like that. I got 5 hours overtime on Friday and 14 on Saturday.
Hey, that's good. You know, like I said before, if you ever need any help spending that overtime, you just let me know.
Oh, it's all going to go to, well, not all of it, but it'll go towards some of my bills, and I got to get brake pads for the cruiser. So my next door neighbor has a company account with O'Reilly, so he's going to give me the brake pads because there are about 2 bills for them, and then I'll do the rotors later. The rotors are 2.5 bills each, so.
Yes, they're good old automobiles, eh? They take a lot of your time and money. They use them, anyway. And you know, I was curious. I don't know if I ever even asked you before, because you seem like you just work all the time and then sleep the rest of the time. You got any hobbies?
Yeah, you're listening to one. Well, I mean, I got my radios and stuff, and I'm also the chairman of the planning commission for the city of Memphis. So I do that every second Wednesday of the month. You know, then I got RPC. You know, I do that every Thursday, and then every third Thursday is the in-house meeting. You know, so I take care of that. And of course, like I said, I got my
buy radios and stuff. You know, so that's enough. Don't need any more right now. So yeah, I stay busy, just put it that way. I'm always busy doing something. If it's not on the radios, if it's not city planning stuff, then right now my wife can't cut the grass, so I'm cutting the grass. And my neighbor and I cut down a tree yesterday. I got that all put up on the front drive, so the city can come pick it up. Well, then I got my, you know, my police cruiser. I gotta get brakes on it and a tie rod in. So messing around with that.
Do you do all that work yourself on your car, or do you have it done there? I remember the good old days when I was able to do a lot of that, but I usually always had one vehicle. That was it. And, if I was working on it, I couldn't run into town for for parts that I forgot or something like that. So it got to be a nightmare sometimes. KEHWK.
KJK Joe. My neighbor does it. So he's a backyard mechanic, does it. That's his hobby. He works on cars. You know, and I pay him for it. That way, you know, when I have super labor charges, he like caps the rate. So sometimes I'll buy him some nice steaks, or they always come over for the holidays, you know, for like yesterday, Memorial Day. I made burgers and dogs and cheddar brats. Salad and baked beans and stuff like that, and corn on the cob. And he cut down the tree yesterday morning. I went and cleaned it all up, and then before he cut his backyard, you know, him, his wife, and his son, they came over, and we had a big old fancy early dinner and relaxed for a little bit. And then he went and cut his yard, and I went inside and melted into the couch.
Now that sounds good. That's my kind of holiday, is just like one family or something against a whole house full of people or a yard full of people kind of thing. And then some good food, excuse me, and then a good couch or chair to collapse in there.
Yeah, we've been doing it for about 8 years. You know, we moved in April of 2018, and then we got together with them and hung out, and it became a tradition where Memorial Day and 4th of July or Labor Day weekend, I do all the cooking and the barbecuing, and they come over and just enjoy the day and relax.
Yeah, when I was heading north a lot, I got a couple really good old buddies up there, and one of them, you know, we were usually deer hunting, and when Thanksgiving rolled around, one of his friends invited us over there kind of thing. It was nice because it was just him and his wife, and then me and my friend and his wife kind of thing, and usually maybe a couple other people kind of thing. And man, them two could cook. I remember one Thanksgiving we had a regular baked turkey and, you know, oven turkey, and a deep fried one, and then a smoked one, just for that little group of people. Oh my goodness, that was good.
Oh yeah, I mean, my mother-in-law passed away earlier this year, so that's kind of rough on the family. But besides that, it's just me, my wife, my daughter, who'll be there every so often, you know, because she stays mostly with her boyfriend. During the week, you know, but I get a couple days, like Monday night, Tuesday night, at home. And then my son, you know, he's got his own little family and stuff, and we already had plans for yesterday, so they didn't come, you know, him and his girlfriend and her daughter didn't come down. So it's just a nice, quiet day, and just sat back and enjoyed it. Sat there and melted into the couch and watched TV.
Yeah, I remember, I'm sorry about your mother-in-law, and I intended to go to Joe, KE4ZYQ's memorial there, but been kind of I knew about it for a while, but when that day came around, man, I was in bad shape. I could, I just couldn't go because there was a, I was supposed to be, I guess a few people from the radio there too, but I just couldn't make it. Same thing happened with my 50th high school reunion kind of thing. When that day could roll around, there was no way I could leave the house. I missed that one too.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Oh, I got that coming up next year. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, it would have been interesting to see all them, some of them people from 50 years ago, kind of thing. You're welcome, but... even if I get a reminder, it could be a day or a week later, I'd forget all about it. So a year, you can throw that on your calendar, I guess, your phone.
Oh, so you're at that age where most of your thoughts are afterthoughts?
Yes, sir, exactly. Yeah, I got to remember that one.
I heard that from this nice older lady that her Amazon package got delivered to my house. And I found her and got in touch with her because, I said, I have your thing here and stuff. And I forgot what we were talking about. And she goes, yeah, my only thought has been afterthoughts. And I said, I like that. So I think that sounds appropriate.
Well, that's cool. You could run down, where she was and call her. If it was me, I'd have probably had to just look at the address and type it into Google Maps and drop it off there. But that's kind of interesting. We get our mail over here gets kind of messed up quite often, and the neighbors end up with a lot of our mail.
I have a P.O. box, so it makes it a whole lot easier than getting my neighbor's mail. Every once in a blue moon, I might get something from the previous owner, but that happened, I think, like once, maybe twice. But yeah, we have post office boxes, and it's a small community, so Paula does a real good job of keeping it all straight.
Oh, excellent. I miss the small towns. We lived in one. Actually, we weren't in about 15 miles away from the town, actually. But we had a couple little villages that we were in between, kind of thing, and I kind of miss that.
Yeah, we only have like 1,100 residents. It's a very small community. Very quiet. My neighbors on both sides are phenomenal, and then my neighbors to the west of me, my neighbor to the east, that's Matt and Ann. They were the first neighbors we had when we moved in. And the neighbors to the west of me, right now it's Greg and Jules, but he used to be Sandy and the Morgans, as we called them. They both passed away. But now Jules and Greg are there. They're really good. And then the neighbors next to them is Amber and Paul, and they're really super sweet. The neighbor next to them is Tom, and he's pretty nice. A little odd, but nice. So we got some good neighbors. And across the street, we got good neighbors. And it's just a nice, quiet little community. We all get together. And we all get along, so that's all that matters.
Well, that makes it real good when you get good neighbors there. I remember we lived in the country there, and whenever there was bad storms there, we'd fire up the tractor, because we knew it was going to be a couple of days for the county to get out there and clear the roads. We'd do whatever we could to clear the roads. Neighbors would come out and try to help themselves. It was kind of nice. I really kind of miss that. It's a whole different thing here in the, I guess I can't call it city, so I guess it's suburbs.
Oh, yeah. Like I said yesterday, my neighbor Ned, you know, he was trimming his Chinese maple. And he goes, don't be surprised if part of the lilac bush, you know, is missing some branches, you know, so he can, you know, get around his tree. I'm like, I don't care. I said, we're planning on taking it down. He goes, you want to take it down? No problem. So he buzzed it all down in like 10 minutes, cut it all up in manageable pieces, and I went out there and I stacked it up on the, you know, on the other side of the sidewalk by the road, and the city came and picked it all up. And then he came over, and then he weed whacked around my yard, you know, the side yard and the front and the front of the house and along the side, the driveway side, because he's just that type of, you know, neighbor. And then he was cutting the front yard, and he cut my side, my front side yard again for me to pick up all the sticks and everything that we cut down. And then he edged in front of my house, and then he took his back knife blower, and he went all the way down in front of my house, Jules and Greg's, and then all the way down to Amber and Paul's, and walked it back. He does that too, snowblowing. He's got this big fancy snowblower, and he just goes to town and helps us all out. You know, he's got all his toys, and he likes, you know, messing around with them. So I said, we're really good to each other.
Well, I'm jealous. That sounds like a really great neighborhood, great place to be. Oh, helicopter going over.
Absolutely. We help each other out during the bad storms. Branches fell on one of the fences and broke it all down, and my neighbor Greg cut it all up, and then we tossed it into the neighbor behind me, whose tree belonged to. Then we fixed our yard. And the year prior, my big willow tree dropped a branch on the fence between me and Ned, and got that all cut up. And it dented the fence enough, but the dogs can't jump over it, but I got a nice serious dent in the side of my shed. And then his siding blew off, and, you know, my son 1 year did that, got that all done for him. After we just help each other out in one way or another.
Yep, that's great. I don't know, it seems, sounds kind of weird, but me and my dad used to love getting out, either in the storm, snowstorms, or afterward. And we'd jump on the tractor and plow the driveway and then head over to the neighbors. There was about five or six neighbors. They didn't have big, long driveways, so we cleared out those out for them. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Sometimes we'd just hop in a vehicle and go see how bad the roads were with shovels and, you know, chains and, you know, all kinds of things in case we got stuck.
Yep, we've done that. You know, he's helped dig us out, or, you know, since I know the guys from DPW during the heavy winters that we had, come by with the plow truck, and he'd plow right alongside my work van, and then he pushed it up in front of my work van, you know, and kind of scraped up some of my neighbor's grass in the front there, you know, between the sidewalk and the street. I replanted all seed from that. But then he comes, you know, then he comes down with a snowblower and snowblows the other side so I can get my truck out. You know, so we're a small little group of neighbors that just all get along one way or another, and we all need to help each other out.
Yeah, it just seems like out in the country everybody does that. I found that even neighbors that weren't too friendly, most of the year kind of thing. If there was some kind of a, you know, bad event, like, you know, like big snowstorm or something like that, they'd end up coming out and helping too, so it's kind of nice. Boy, I kind of miss that. Over here, it's everybody keeps to themselves. There's little groups, ethnic groups kind of thing. if you're not that ethnicity, then you're out kind of thing.
Yeah, sometimes you just get lucky and get neighbors like that. Our first house, we had really good neighbors. Even in our first apartment, first two apartments, we had really good neighbors. And our first house, we have a, as a matter of fact, those neighbors are still friends of ours. And the secret it is my wife's best friend, the maid of honor for my wedding. She's been dating our old neighbor across the street for about, oh, I don't know, 15 years after his divorce. We introduced them to each other, and they've been together ever since.
Now, I'm curious, how long have you been there when you moved in there? And I wondered if you ever kind of thought that maybe you've got all kind of good neighbors wherever you go because you're kind of good people.
Well, my wife and I got married in 92, and our first apartment was a little apartment when my son was little. And we had good neighbors on one side. We always talked with them. So we got our second apartment, and we lived in there for 10 years. From 94 to 2004, and we had really good neighbors next to us across the hall, and a couple upstairs. We really got along with them. And then we got the house in 2004, and we moved out in 2011. We really good people living on the court, so we always had a big, huge picnic in the court. Everybody brought something to walk off the street for the kids to play. So that was a lot of fun. And then now where we're at in Memphis, I've been there since 2018, April of 2018. So just over 6 years? 8 years. 8 years.
Well, that's cool. Are you getting close to home? Because there's like a picket fence or something starting to go on.
I'm still on Warren. I'm on 94 and 12. Let me try to try to get home. Hold on. Casey, it's Casey.
Oh, okay. You know, I was kind of curious. I've been monitoring a little bit sometimes, and I don't hear the same old group of guys at 4, 4.30 on the way, headed on the way home. Did they go to P-25 or something?
I haven't heard anything. I heard Lolly on P-25 probably about 15 minutes ago.
My ClearNote will do P-25 with an analog radio, and I hopped on there, it was 4 or 5 days ago and see what I could find out, and I connected to one repeater there, and threw my call sign out. The guy came back. He was in Los Angeles or Southern California there, but he said I was clear as a bell kind of thing. Which I thought P-25. That's the thing that was really nice. But he had that heavy digital kind of thing going on. And I thought, geez, it's hard to understand the guy.
Oh, P-25 is clear as a bell. My goodness. Yeah, if you're on P-25 here, Mike, it's great. I said, I got it. I got one sitting here in my truck and talked to Wally and Sean and them on it every so often. But P-25 is, yeah, it's the cream of the crop in digital.
Yeah, that's what I hear. So I've made like 3 contacts on P-25. All of them were hard to understand and hard to hear. Like they were just a little past the edge of their string kind of thing.
That's one thing about P-25. You can't find a radio for, cheap like you can DMR. P-25, I mean, you got to find the select radio and everything else like that. But once you find it, you dump the cash on it, and then you program it. It's, like I said, it's clear as a bell.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's why I was surprised when I got this ClearNote kind of thing that it had P-25 in it. It's got a digital bridge, so you could actually have to talk to the ClearNote. It was an analog radio, and then it's got that digital bridge to DMR, P-25, NXDN, YSF, and I think there's one or two other ones. So it was kind of nice, but by the time I got DNR going and a couple of the other ones there, I didn't really look into the B-25 and XDN and all that.
Oh, hold on. I'll be right back. Got a phone call. KCKGO.
Hey, you be away.
Connected to CMN Network.
This is KF8UQS.
Hello, Foxtrot 8, off Quebec, November, monitoring.
KCKGO.
I think I might have got the last half of that, KCL.
Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Kilo Juliet Oscar. How's it going today?
Quite well. I'm on my way home from work, and you sound a little staticky, a little bit of buzz in there. I'm not sure where you're at.
I'm in Royal Oak on a HT. Welcome back to the antenna.
Are you outside or are you inside? It sounds like you're next to an electrical source. I don't know, maybe an air conditioner or something.
I was outside, and I was right underneath house electric, but maybe I'll just walk away from it right now and hopefully it's a little bit better.
A little bit. What repeater are you on?
Kilo 8 Foxtrot Bravo India.
Oh, the K8 FBI. So one repeater, 442-600.
Yep, that's correct. 44. Actually, no, it's 447.600.
That should be your transmit frequency. It's 442.600 with a positive 5 offset. Or, yeah, 5 megahertz positive offset with a PL of 123. Your receive frequency should be 442.600.
Yeah, you're correct. Sorry. As I was transmitting, I was reading the frequency that came up on the display. You're right.
Is that for wideband or narrowband?
So, I'm new to the hobby, honestly, and I've heard this wideband and narrowband discussion a couple of times, but I don't know what the difference between the two is. So I don't know. I'm not sure how to check on my HD unit. KFADUN. Over.
And you programmed it, there's 25 kilohertz deviation, that's wideband, and a 12.5 kilohertz deviation is narrowband. Narrowband gets you a little, keeps you a little bit closer to the frequency, I believe, and sometimes you get a little bit clearer, but most of the UHF is wideband. What kind of radio you got, a Baofeng, or what you got?
Yep, that's correct. Baofeng UV5R. I just got my license actually this past week. I picked two things up. Been watching some YouTube videos and whatnot, but I want to do some projects here to build a better antenna. I've seen some of these videos on a flower pot antenna. Thought that'd be kind of fun to run that off of the HD unit before I get a better radio. Just kind of experiment with different antennas. Back to you.
You got the little rubber ducky that came with the 5R, okay. They have these little whips that are a little bit longer, but aren't too bad. But the 5R is only got 5 watts on it. That's the max. You get like the VUV 10R, or the UV10 Plus that's got 10 watts. You probably get a UV, what is it, a DM, a UV-DM32 or something like that, or DM32 UV from Baofeng. That's your 2 meter 440 DMR frequency. That one's 10 watts, and it's a little bit better than the 5R. 5R was a good starter if you're just starting out, you know, but, you know, because they're like, what, 20 bucks or something like that. They're doing pretty decent with a UE5R from Royal Oak and Warren repeater, which is good because that's a pretty powerful repeater there. KC8KGO.
Hey Tom, can you go over to the other one, KPR?
Yep, see you over there, KCKGO.
KPR, test. What are you testing? This is your control, isn't it?
I hear you, KCKGO.
Yeah, okay. Now I've got I'm on the UHF side of things. Now for the big test, plug them together.
Okay, don't.
Have you already set up to primary and secondary? Not yet. I got to do that right now. Set them up, plug them together, see what happens. Yeah, because you remember correctly, things worked in single deck mode. The minute you put them in the primary secondary, things stopped working. But that was because you didn't have a compatible working head. Now you've got you proved that the head works in single mode. So now when you switch it, but I would switch it primary and secondary and interconnect them before you fire it all up so it all comes up synchronized. Yeah, that's the plan. Hold on a second. Hold on. It's running high power, just lowered it down. All right, so, I'm trying to think. Yeah, so I'll program them for primary and secondary, power them off, plug it together, and then turn it on. That's what you're saying, right? That's the way I do it, because I did read a few places that everything needs to come up and, you know, kind of synchronize. So, but I do believe you have to program them in single deck, obviously you have to program them in single deck mode. So you'll switch that one to whatever that one's going to be, primary or secondary, and then power it down. Hook up to the other one, fire it up, make that one, you know, primary or secondary, depending on what you made the first one, power it down. Then hook them together, hook up the control head to the primary, and, you know, let it all come up together.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, okay. The one thing about this head is, you know, it's got one knob, one rotary knob, so you get dual function of changing the channels in volume, which pushes in. I'm not crazy about that. I like having two separate ones, but I don't know. It's still, I'm going to keep my eyes open for a reasonably priced E5. And if I do, I think that's got two knobs on it.
Don't know. They're elusive. You know, we don't have any, and so I don't know for sure, but yeah, you find one, get it, and then you can probably recoup at least a good portion of your money out of the E5s or the O5s, just or O7s. And just when you sell them, say, you know, comes with one that's showing E590. And let somebody else
maybe somebody else will think, oh, I know what's wrong with that. Ha ha, two heads for the price of one. Yeah, right. All right, let me set it up and give it a try. Make sure to see how that works. But I was so happy to see it come up and say downloading and then updating. So, perfect. The screen is really nice, too. I like it. Okay, catch you later. I'll let you know what's happening. KPR. Okay. We waiting, and anticipating the results. Tom, what are you up to? Where are you at?
Just pulling in the town for home, and I'm now anxiously awaiting the results of Phil's toy.
Toys are fun.
100%. I don't know if I'm going to be able to play with my other toy or not. You know, my neighbor might be home, might not be home. I'm not sure. So I got to get some brake pads for it. I'm going to hold off on the rotor, but whew, brake pads, wow. Two bills for the ones that go for that type of vehicle.
Wow. Yeah. I guess. That have, I'm sure that's got four-wheel disc, right?
Yep, four-wheel disc, but because it, the type of vehicle that it is, it uses, you know, the heavy-duty pads, and of course the rotors are heavy-duty, and so I can't put El Cheapos on there. I gotta buy what it needs, and I'm glad that O'Reilly's carries it. My neighbor has a business account with them, so he's going to purchase them for me, and then I'm just going to Venmo him, and then he's going to put them in. Nice and easy, hopefully. And I have arrived at my destination. Early day today, but I already got 19 hours of overtime from Friday and Saturday combined. So I'm good with an early day today. I'm pooped. 73 to you. I'll probably go inside and turn on the All-Star. KCKTO.
Okay, we got a cat introduction to a dog here. So it's getting exciting around here. I'm going to have to bag out. Have fun. W8FU.
You as well. KCKTO. I'm clear.
Okay, came up with both radios, but when I switched to the VHF, it keeps saying transmit inhibit. Sounds like your next project is manifest. All right, I got to figure out why that's going on here. If I can swap between the two, that seems to work. I think I found the issue. There's a checkbox in the dual radio mode says enable transmit for secondary. Alright, it worked. So now I just got to figure out the speaker situation, how to make that work. I just got to add a second speaker to the other connector. I just got some stuff to do that. And I'll play with later. But it's working. Very happy. KPR. Catch you later. Okay, yeah, I'm a little distracted. I've got a 4-month-old kitten sitting on my chest. We're trying to slowly introduce it to my chihuahua. So it's a process here. Anyhow, yep, I'm sure you're down to just the punch list items now. Send a, like, either a little video or pictures of it working, you know, right side, left side, all that stuff. I take it primary's on the left and secondary's on the right. Is that how it works?
Well, where's that coming from?
Yeah, all right. So for the two radios, some of the buttons are programmed differently. So I went to turn the volume down, and it doesn't work, so I got to match all those up. So the main screen is about 7 inches of screen, and then there's a little blue strip on the right side. I'm not sure what happens if I receive some. Hold on. Let me, I'm going to transmit on VHF with the, see what it shows. Hold on a second. So it's receiving. So when someone shows up on the other radio, there's the little symbol pops up. Now the question, now if I'm transmitting on the UHF, okay, it does not hear on the VHF. All right, well, that's all I'm going to play with tonight. Tomorrow's another day. Catch you later. KPR. All right, yeah, we're dealing with cat introduction here. It's got me pretty tied up. WFU.
W8FU, K8WOJ. What's the K's name?
What did Danny say the cat's name is? I'll have to ask my son when he gets in. I forget. It wasn't Sherman. It was something like that. Scotty. I don't know. I'll ask him when he gets in. He's out with my little chihuahua. He's out in the yard. And we're letting the little cat acclimate. So he's sitting on my chest right now. He seems pretty content. But pretty curious. It's all new. New smells, new people, new house, new other pets. I'm sure it's overwhelming.
Yes, sir, and it's good. He's got, he's going to bond to you right away kind of thing if he's on your chest. But keys are a lot of fun. I kind of envy you. All right, I'll let you go, KWOJ.
Yeah, we've always had dogs and cats. We've never, I can't remember the last time we were without one or the other. I mean, short time here now because our last cat died. Right when my last cat died, my son had an accident at his place. Long story, but he had a litter. And so we're trying to hold on, I'll look at it in a second. We're trying to take at least one off his hands. Anywho, okay, going to get to a here. More reports in the morning how it went. W8FU.
Okay, good for you. I'm glad to hear it there. Have a good one there, always a ball. You're in for a treat, I think, mostly. K8WOJ, I'll be clear.
W8EAP, portable. KF8S, W8EAP.
I don't know how I'm going to make it in. I don't have a good antenna.
I make it in there fine. Yeah, I'm over here in Flint. I'm in Flint, and I'm on one of the linked repeaters up here. Not sure which one. 443-600. 444-600, Doc. Ah, there you go.
Very good. Montane mini-mon, so it's just a regular. It may not get in very well.
Hey, you're in there a little bit scratchy, I don't know. Are you coming in on the UMP or?
Yes, the UMP. I'm going to try to figure out the all-star routine.
KF8S, how's this? Oh, yeah. There you go. Now you're in there, solid. Very good.
There you go. I should just leave it on there. Because there's no reason to... I don't know. I leave it disconnected most of the time.
Very, very good. Yeah, I just got this little magnum out on here, just shorty on here right now, but in a different vehicle. But it seems to work good.
Yeah, what radio are you using? Using the DB20G or something else?
No, just an HT RT900.
I forgot, is that the big one that has 10 watts or no?
No, it's a little, it's medium size. 8 or 9 watts, not the 10 watt, but 8 or 9. I think I'm doing about 8 right now.
Yep, seems fine to me. Getting in there.
Connected to CMN Network.
Next time I'll bring the DM32 along. And, hit the DM machines up there on the way up.
Yeah, I'm curious if when you get up like Flint area, how the roaming works, if I programmed it right.
Well, next time I go up, I'll bring that one.
Yeah, I created a couple roaming zones. There's Detroit, you know, which is down here, and then the Flint Saginaw area. There's probably about, I can't remember how many repeaters, at least 5 repeaters in the roaming list.
Hopefully next time I come up, I'll have a real antenna on here. You know, one of the big comets, hopefully. But yeah, this thing works great. I almost made an ISS contact, but it was a really bad pass. It was like only like 12 degrees above the horizon. But I think someone came back to me.
Yeah, if you were on top of the bridge or something, you'd have unobstructed view.
No, I was past the bridge. I was closer to Frankenmuth, I think. Like I said, it was a bad pass, only like 12 or 13 degrees.
Well, at least, yeah, I mean, if you heard it, I mean, it did pretty good if you could hear it. But, yeah, I don't... It's always hard to, if you don't have a Doppler shifting thing, it's really easy to miss what somebody says.
Well, what I did to the DB20s, I had 5 frequencies punched in there, and I'd pull up the phone app, and I would see where it's at, and I made probably 30 or 40 contacts off the DB20G, the magnum mount, in the car. And no problemo. Just gotta look at your phone and kind of go by what they sound like and pick a channel that kind of matches and works.
Yeah, I did that for one pass because I didn't have the KEPS loaded, so I had like the 5 channels and moved her. I was just listening, so I didn't have to rotate two channels. But I tried to capture the slow scan TV a couple weeks ago. I think it was, it might be a month ago now. But there was a slow scan event. didn't quite get everything.
Am I still on the machine? I switched over. I think, I don't know if I'm making it in this one or not.
Yep, you're here.
Yeah, what I've done before is wish those satellite passes right in the middle, they just transfer on the frequency, the correct frequency. You know, you don't get much of a window, but you know, it seems like it works the best. But sometimes you just can't get in there because you're installing people trying to less one in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you're bacon frying a lot. I got everything you said. You're just bacon frying a lot. It's louder than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll wait until you get closer. I'll be listening.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WARIT.
On a different radio now, this is KFAGUN.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
And talking on the radio and getting a few steps in today.
Oh, that's good. It was a long weekend for me. I had to go to a family, you know, there, come on over and Sunday and Monday too. Same thing. So I'm so tired. I sit there, you know, talking and I was eating and drinking a little bit. You know.
Connected to CMN Network.
W8BD clear.
WDAKLL-KFH-DRC.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KFH-DRC, clear.
Connected to CMN Network.